The idea of Suits That Rock was unleashed in 2007 when John Domoshko and Kevin Canifax, a couple of businessmen who had once rocked the frat parties, street festivals, and bars of Oxford, Cincinnati, and Northern Kentucky, were brainstorming about raising some money for the Carnegie Arts Center in Covington. Taking the I've got a barn approach to the max, Suits That Rock has now developed into a yearly sold-out concert where performers and audiences release their inner rockers to celebrate the pure joy of music, all to the benefit of charity. This year's shows will be held on June 22nd and 29th at the Carnegie, marking a major milestone. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, joined in the studio by founder and chairman of the board, vocalist and bassist John Domoshko, guitarist and vocalist Matt Godstead, and guest suit vocalist and guitarist Katie Chadwell. Matt Godstead, you've been involved with the show for a couple of years now. For the uninitiated, what is a suit that rocks?
A Suit That Rocks is a collection of professionals from around Cincinnati, all very philanthropic-minded, that are all common, meet together to raise money for the Carnegie. And we get as much of a kick out of it as the audience, we feel. And we are all united together to come together to raise money for the Carnegie, for their arts education programs.
What kind of suit do you wear during the day?
Well, at this point, I don't wear many suits anymore, but usually black, because it goes with everything.
He's a man in black. John, what is the milestone that Suits 2019 will hit?
We will be raising our millionth dollar this year, and it's as big a surprise to us as it is to anybody. We thought this was just going to be a one-year event.
And a one-show event.
And a one-show event. Yeah. And all of a sudden, we started getting emails from people asking us what next year's show was going to be and telling us that they were just going to come in and wave hi to the people they knew and then slip out after two or three songs. And then they leave at midnight, sweaty from dancing to every song. And it's just taken on a life of its own. When we started this, we, of course, thought of the musicians and the cast as the Suits That Rock, but we pretty quickly realized that the audience is just as much Suits That Rock as we are. It's an organism. We wouldn't be playing to an empty theater and having the same experience. They play as big a part in this event as we do. And that's the thanks a million part. We're thanking them for their financial support and for their faithful attendance at this event. And all the money has gone to arts education for kids. Arts has fallen out of curricula all over the country. It's one of the first things to go in the budget cuts. So it's really provided a stopgap and created a lot of hours of arts education for kids. They had 5,000 hours they were providing at the Carnegie in 2007. This year, they'll provide 80,000 hours. Wow. And the money from the Suits That Rock event is primarily responsible for that.
And these classes are visual arts, dramatic arts, movement, dance.
All the above.
At the Carnegie in Covington. How did you settle on the Carnegie to be the recipient?
We spec this idea to a number of people, and it started with just being an hour within somebody's already existing event. And it took us about 6 or 8 months to find someone who, I mean, we all know how much time having events takes for a charity, and there's a lot of pushback to say, you know, great idea, but maybe next year. And the Carnegie just jumped right on top of it. And they said, we got to do this. They had a theater that we could do it in. It's air conditioned.
And a bar.
And a bar. Most important to rock music, that there be a bar.
We're going to meet Katie Chadwell in just a minute. But Matt, back to you. Every year there's a theme for the show. This one, kind of a no-brainer?
I think this was a great theme. Thanks a million this year, because this is hitting the million-dollar mark, which I think is significant. Everything that goes towards this event was raised by people that come out, sponsors, and people that want to come back year after year to see the Suits That Rock. What's interesting is you'll have people that come out maybe one time to support somebody. They'll continue to come back. You hear stories about that. They dance, they sweat, they sing, they songs that they recognize and they know. We hit multiple genres, so there's always something for everybody at a Suits That Rock show.
John, explain the guest suit concept.
Well, we realized when we figured out that we weren't going to be a one-year phenomenon, that over time it was going to be important to recreate that experience of meeting new people, playing music with people you've never played music with before, and having them bring their crowd to the event to constantly refresh not only the musical experience for the performers, but the audience experience. It was another one of those things that was just an idea that somebody rolled out that turned out to be genius, and we all now take credit for it.
And that brings me to the lady seated across from me, Katie Chadwell. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is your first year. You're a guest it suit. Is. How did you get affiliated with this bunch of lunatics?
Well, for a brief time, Matt and I actually worked together, but I've actually been engaged with the Carnegie for a while, and previously I was with the YMCA in Cincinnati. I've been doing grant writing for a long time and used to write for grants to support education and arts around Cincinnati, and one of the organizations that I brought in to provide programming was the Carnegie. And so music has been a little bit of a hobby for me, though when I had the invitation to come join, just a wonderful opportunity to get to give back to the community in that way and to get to learn and work with really amazing musicians.
Yeah. What are you going to sing this year?
So I sing some country music. So I'm doing a Martina McBride song and a Lady Antebellum song. And I'm also going to be playing some guitar.
Have you seen The Suits That Rock before?
I wasn't able to come watch the show last year, but I did get to come to one of the final rehearsals last year to get an idea of what was going on.
What are your impressions so far?
I mean, it's a little bit intimidating. There's a lot of talented musicians in the room, but it's super fun and everyone's super nice, and it's just been fun to raise money for a good cause.
John, The Suits That Rock is more than just a show. There's also art on exhibit. There is, as we mentioned, a bar. There's some food involved. What's an evening at The Suits That Rock like?
Well, it starts out with doors open at 7 o'clock, show begins at 8, and in that 7 o'clock period, there's some light bites and also drinks available. Then the show goes from 8 until 11, no intermissions, it's nonstop. And then at 11, we finish the show and go back into the gallery, and anyone who wants to stay and talk to the musicians can do so, and that goes on for another half an hour or 45 minutes, and everybody's out of there by midnight.
How big of a job is it to organize all of these musicians?
Well, the easiest way to answer that is to say a person that loves his job never works a minute in his life, and that's me. It's probably, I don't know, 500 or 600 hours a year that I spend organizing and then working out my own parts, but there's not a minute of it that feels like work. I love absolutely every minute of it. It's the 12th year, and my attention span is way shorter than 12 years. But it's a new puzzle every year.
My guests are Katie Chadwell, Matt Godstead, and John Domoshko with Suits That Rock. Matt, talk a little bit about the impact that the Suits have had beyond the Carnegie. This is beginning to spread.
Well, I think that what makes the Suits special is not just that we're musicians, but everyone is so philanthropic. We could probably do this all year round and we'd have a blast doing it, but this is something we just do for the Carnegie. We do it twice a year, and everyone there kind of shares that common purpose that we all are coming together to work up this music and have a blast doing it, but it's to benefit the Carnegie. Most people within Suits are on boards and they're working in nonprofits and they're very philanthropic. I think that's really how we sort of spread beyond just the Carnegie.
And the Suits That Rock were awarded the Pillar Award a couple of years ago. Congratulations on that. Spinoff groups now. There's sort of a Lawyers That Rock with Greg Shumate.
That's called Rock the Foundation, and Greg runs that, and it's a great event. There's also been some geographic spreading. We had the first Suits That Rock in Lexington, which is also a group of lawyers for legal aid of the bluegrass, and they just had their first event about 2 weeks ago and are already planning next year's, which is great. This has worked so well for us and been such a win-win-win for us, for the audience, for the charities, that we really wanted to see this spread to other areas.
Katie, if somebody wanted to pick up some tickets to this show, where would you send them?
We would send them to the Carnegie box office or phone number.
Phone number is 859-957-1940.
And just in case someone doesn't know, where exactly is the Carnegie?
Yeah, the Carnegie is located in Covington on Scott Street.
Plenty of parking?
There is parking.
And Matt, these tickets go pretty quickly, don't they?
They go very quickly. Last year, the show sold out probably in record time.
The all-volunteer cast of Suits That Rock includes over 40 community, business, and professional leaders who dust off their musical chops again this year, June 22nd and 29th, to celebrate raising over $1 million donated to the Covington Carnegie Arts Center Youth Arts Education Programs. My guests have been singer and guitarist Katie Chadwell, a guest suit this year, Matt Godstead and John Domoshko, musicians and producers of Suits That Rock. For more information and a link, visit our website, wvxu.org. Katie, John, and Matt, thanks a million for visiting our studios.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.